Warning, the following podcast is meant for comedy. We do not condone or support any criminal activity or crimes mentioned. Enjoy yourself. True criminals! Welcome to the show. I'm Eric.
And I'm Scotty.
And this is True Criminals, a weekly podcast where we talk to regular people about their criminal activity. Normal, everyday Joes and Janes. So, coming up here in a bit, we got an interview with Attack from Mars is the name she decided to go with. It's a pinball game.
The pinball game, yeah.
Yeah. I actually, because I had to capture some sounds for the bleeps, and I looked it up. It looks really cool. It's hard to capture pinball sounds.
Is there lots of, like, cha-chings and...
Oh, I went with the audio that the game makes when it we're under attack! Or whatever. So, like, stuff like that. But, I mean, there's not a lot of bleeps anyways. I'm actually going to add a few more here shortly. But, no, you say the name of a town. That's barely it. While we're on the subject, though, I do want to go through and point out that on our last episode, there were no bleeps. There was, like, not a single bleep. So, I kind of almost want to get more anonymous guests. I mean, obviously, you know, it's fun talking to, you know, other people that do podcasts and comedians and whatnot, but they're not going to tell us about the time they stabbed somebody while they were parked at a red light. So.
I maybe just start leaping over cuss words instead.
Well, it's not just about the bleeps. You know? But, yeah. We're going to have her coming up here shortly, and there will be some odd bleeps. I have heard from some people that the bleeps sometimes, stand out, like, almost, like, disorienting while you're listening. So, I don't know. I think it's just during those times when people are just like, and I was in Cincinnati on Jones Street, and then Fred came down, and then I punched that dude in the face, and, well, you know, and you got to be like, bleep, 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 because... We all know where Jones Street is in Cincinnati and the Fred that hangs out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Any new crime news?
No, although I will say this, an update on my ticket, my recent ticket. I think I'm going to fight it.
Yeah.
I mean, another part of me thought, what if I just don't pay it? I mean, I haven't been pulled over in years. Is it possible I could go like 10 more years and then it just falls off? I mean, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, well, I don't know. I think with it involving a school bus, it might have a little extra mustard on it.
If you didn't listen to the episode, a couple weeks ago I got pulled over for failing to stop at for a school bus.
With throwing your old sandwich out at the kids.
Yeah. I said, hey, fuck you,
showing
him
your ding dong.
Well,
the snack cake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was my whole lunch bag, really. Sandwich, the ding dong, everything. Bag of
cool. You're like 40 years old and still take your lunch in paper bags.
I eat my lunch pretty much the second I get to work, so I don't have to keep it cold or anything. I eat breakfast, then I drive to work, then I eat a lunch. Then later on I have second lunch, which is usually McDonald's. But okay, so you have any crime news?
I mean, it's not really crime news, but little story. Someone on Facebook and stuff... that I went to a job corps with was like, oh my gosh, I found this guy that we were all friends with just kind of disappeared for years. And when she told me that, or when I saw that post, I was like, oh, there's some really funny stories with that guy. And one of them was, after job corps, several of us kind of stayed in one apartment, and he was the only one with a vehicle, and it was just the biggest shitbox ever. It would just stop while driving. Everything would just stop. And the doors were bungeed shut and stuff. It was awful. But we went to pick up some friends from Job Corps because you can leave for the weekend. They signed out and we went to pick them up. They spent the weekend, we took him back. And as we were coming back, he got pulled over. And it wasn't the first time either of us had been pulled over, so I don't know what we were doing, but we're like, fuck, the doors are bungeed shut. So we started climbing out the window, and the cop like throws his hand on his, he didn't pull it, but he threw it on there and started screaming like, get back in the fucking car. Yeah, I mean, nothing came of it. We were like, oh, sorry, we're just trying to get out and the doors, but it was funny.
Yeah. Why were you climbing out?
I don't know. Like, we weren't even thinking about like the cop when he pulled us over. We were just like, fuck, we're gonna, if he asks us to get out, we're gonna look stupid trying to like do
Let's just
this.
climb out
Might
right
as well
now.
get it out of the way.
Yeah. Other than that, the only other thing that I can think that's going on out there, first off, there was one thing, and I was going to bring it up in like our last episode. There's that guy that Dog the Bounty Hunter's looking for. What's his name? Laundry. You familiar with that story? The girl that's missing. So I was going to bring
Well,
this.
she's not missing.
Well,
She's they found her
they
body.
found her now. One of the things I wanted to mention about it though is, so if you've been following our Instagram, there's been a few like new things that have popped up here and there, some like crime of the week type stuff, and like a weird joke or whatever. There's one on there that talks about a, I think it's a 50 square mile section of Yellowstone National Park that it says where it's le or murder is legal or something like that. And I don't know, neither you or I posted that. It was one of the producers that works with us on the show. They posted it. When I saw it, I was like, what is this talking about? And then my son, who is 15, he was like, oh, I know what that's about. And he knew about it from TikTok or some shit. And so he tried to explain it to me. Well, I was listening.
It's funny that school wasn't the source of that.
So it has to do with this, area in Yellowstone where like jurisdiction is hazy because of state lines and where the national park stands and et cetera, et cetera. So it's like if you were to commit a crime there, it would be hard to figure out where they're going to try you, and because it's like nobody really has jurisdiction there. This guy that's on the run and the girl, but before they found her, it was all over the internet about like, because they were like living out of a van and they were avid hikers. It was all over the internet, like, man, what about, maybe she's in that 50 square mile. And I had just heard about this thing when I saw our post. And then my son told me about it, and then 2 weeks later, there's a national manhunt for a missing girl that might be in this 50 square mile section of
Yeah.
Yellowstone. I thought that was weird. It's like
That is weird.
the universe was just all coming together. Now I'm saying it out loud, and everybody listening knows about it. So, 50 square miles of
I had a
Yellowstone.
really similar thing happen to me. I put on the Norm Macdonald Show,
Oh, yeah.
and the last episode I watched, he had Michael Keaton on. And then I wake up this morning and go to watch Stephen Colbert and stuff. And he also had Michael Keaton on.
Ooh. I'm glad we're getting these Halloween mysteries out there. So, other than that, yeah, there was that. I wanted to do the update on the Yellowstone. And, of course, R. Kelly. If we're updating for crimes out there, well, there we go. Crime news. R. Kelly found guilty.
I mean, yeah. Like, it's fucking weird that it's taken like 30 years
Yeah.
to fucking lock up a pedophile.
Well, I remember like tw about 20 years ago, the first time he was like on trial for the shit. And he was found innocent because they had, it was like an illegal search and seizure is how they found like child porn on his computer. And
Yeah.
after the verdict came down that he was innocent, all over the news people were celebrating, like, yeah, I knew he was innocent. And I was like, no, he wasn't innocent. It was a
Right.
technicality. He got off on a technicality.
And that is such a bullshit thing. Like, yeah, the procedures weren't followed, and so that's a dumb fucking law. It doesn't make them not have committed that crime. It
Yeah.
just means that the officers or officials that were fucking up should also be penalized.
Yeah. I
Why the
suppose.
fuck are they like, oh, these people fucked up? I guess we'll just ignore it.
Because then I guess it opens the door for, hey, Bob, we really need to bust this guy. Why don't you just go in there and do it all illegal? Like, we'll give you a slap on the wrist and we'll still use all the evidence you
I didn't say
collected.
slap on the wrist. They need to get rid of the fucking cop union and stop switching them around like pedophile priests
Yeah,
to different fucking churches. It's garbage. It's bullshit. I hate it.
there's a whole can of worms that could be opened up there. But yeah, R. Kelly. Oh, and then the other thing, I don't know if you heard this, but Bill Cosby weighed in on it. So that's interesting. That's a really who's the real criminal? Who's the real criminal?
Yeah, like the also technicality shit, him getting off, it's fucking,
Yeah.
oh, I don't get it, but like he just got out, man. Like,
Know.
lay low, just hang out for a while,
He's
man.
gonna go hit the road doing stand up, telling R. Kelly jokes. If he does R. Kelly jokes, I'd almost want to see it.
Maybe that's why he weighed in on it, because R. Kelly was his opener.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
He's like, oh shit, the Diddler tour is canceled. God. Oh man. All right. So yeah, we don't have to do a big opening intro here because this is gonna be a long one. I do wanna mention we do a lot of bathroom humor here.
man, and that talk is never really in my wheelhouse. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. But for some reason, it coming from like a little doe-eyed cute girl, I was okay with it.
I mean, I have not 100% finished editing the episode, so maybe we're talking about it now, and people are gonna be like, "They barely mentioned shit at all."
Oh no, we talk about shit a lot. If you edit out enough shit to make people think that, we need to record a longer intro now.
It's about 25 minutes of bathroom talk at the beginning.
Like, we talk about pooping and peeing in sinks and like a slight mention of golf carts and right back to shitting.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping I got it to just the right amount. Just the right amount. I hope when people hear this, they're like, that was the right amount of bathroom
I
humor.
don't think that's gonna be the reaction.
And they're gonna kiss their fingers and they're gonna be like, I don't even feel uncomfortable about the fact that I just listened to that much bathroom humor. So,
No,
well.
that's not how it's gonna
Well, without further ado, attack from Mars.
Attack from Mars. Ching, ching, ching.
All right.
Okay, got it. I thought you were doing it on Zoom.
Yeah, no, the Zoom is just for the just to see each other.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, it should be good to go. All right, so what I was saying earlier was that so you got the idea of the gist of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we just talk to regular people about the stuff they've done.
Just your regular everyday criminals.
So I did listen to some of your show today, and I heard you admit crimes on there. Just
Yeah. I'm like, shit, what did I admit to? I don't even know.
Well, I do have one. I heard one episode today that, as we go along, I may ask you to retell a story.
Yeah, please do.
But so, oh, we'd like to establish that you are a regular person. You're not, we're not talking to. You're not just fresh out of jail. You're not. You don't have an ankle monitor on currently.
I do not. Yeah, no, just... no. Regular.
Have you ever had a ankle monitor?
No, I have not.
Would you like to have one, though?
I absolutely wouldn't. I don't think I would survive in jail, personally. Like, I think that I would spend a lot of my time crying in the fetal position in a corner. And that would pretty much prove the hierarchy. Like, I would definitely be at the bottom of that food chain. And I don't think there would be any coming back. I would be somebody's bitch. Like, not a bitch. I would be somebody's bitch. It's the only way I'd survive.
Do you think the corners would be filled with people like that, though? Like, there might already be three corners occupied?
I think not. I think that if you're in prison that, you know, like, well, maybe there would be some corners. I bet there's some corners occupied.
Yeah, I think, like, the fetal crying doesn't last too long before, you know, the bitch roles get into play.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense. Otherwise, you'd see it in more movies. Like, they're walking by and there's just people in the corners. So...
They just want to beautify prison, you know? They're, like, really glorifying prison by making sure that there's no crying people in corners.
So, you're a regular person. Yeah, wife, mother. You've had jobs before. You currently host a podcast.
I do. I host two podcasts.
Oh. Okay, I heard you... Okay. On your show, I heard you mention... maybe it's just not coming clear while I'm listening. It's called, like, the clutter... What's it called? What are two things called?
So I have That Trophy Wife Life, which is my comedy show where I bring on entertainers, show hosts, authors, comedians. I love talking to comedians. And then I have my other show that's called The Dirty Little Secrets Club. And on that one, we get a lot of people sending in their dirty little secrets anonymously, their fetishes, their kinks, their criminal activity.
Okay. Well, that's kind of in the vein of what we're doing. We also, you know, you're probably not going to be anonymous here. Just, you know, you can say whatever you want.
Nope. Say my name loud and proud. I'm Dana Pereira. I host some shows. Please come and listen to them.
However, for the purposes of our show, we do interview a lot of people anonymously. That way they can say whatever they want to say. And don't have to, you know, fear any retribution or anything like that. We got in the habit of assigning monikers to people based off of classic video game characters. So we're still going to do that in our intro and title and stuff. So is there any classic video games that you'd like to be known as?
Classic video games. What did I play whenever I was growing up?
It doesn't necessarily have to be classic because we've had a guy that chose Master Chief.
Yeah.
Some more modern games.
I mean, Mortal Kombat was a big one that I was into. I played a lot of pinball games, though. That was kind of my jam. Attack from Mars was my favorite pinball game.
Okay, we'll work with that. Okay.
Attack from Mars, yeah.
So, leading up to this, did you have a story in mind? Something that...
Yeah, I have a story in mind that, you know, if it got out there is funny enough, but won't land me in prison, so...
Do you have stories that could land you in prison?
No, I think the statute of limitations is up on all those.
But stories that could have landed you in prison at some point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Let's go ahead and hear what you got.
All right.
You just want me to go?
Yeah. I'm like, you want me to go in? Oh, okay.
If you need to open a White Claw before you start, that's fine, but...
I should have brought a White Claw up with me. I should have grabbed a wine or something. Anything but the stupid water, because no fun stories with water. Yeah. So, not too long ago, my husband and I were out for our wedding anniversary. We actually went away for the weekend to this really nice place. We planned this really, really nice dinner. And the place that they give you, have you ever heard of Catalina Island?
Yeah.
So on Catalina Island, everybody drives a golf cart. No, there's some cars, but mostly everybody drives a golf cart. And whenever you rent a place, they give you a golf cart typically so that you can get around. You don't have to, I mean, it's a small place, so there's not like car rentals and stuff like that there. So we're going to dinner and we hop in the golf cart. We drive down to where we're going and whenever we get out, my husband fucking hulks this key and rips it off. Like, it just breaks into the golf cart. And I'm like, what the hell? And we can't start it again. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are they going to charge us for this? How much is this going to be? Like, I was horrified. I was, like, annoyed. I didn't have to drive. So I was like, you know, let's just go to dinner. We'll figure it out. And whenever we get to dinner, I call the rental agency. And I'm like, hey, the key broke off in the ignition. Like, it's not working. And the guy's like, don't worry about it. Happens all the time. I'm like, cool. So I start pounding wine. And so a couple drinks later, I'm not driving. So I was good. My husband was driving. And we tell our waiter what happened to our golf cart. And he's like, oh, I got you. I have a screwdriver. I'll just follow you back to the golf cart. We'll get it started for you. And, you know, you'll be on your way. So our waiter walks with us back to our golf cart. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, are we sure that this is the golf cart? And my husband's like, yeah, this is where we parked. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. I feel like this one's nicer than the one that we had. And he's like, no. And then on the front is a sticker, and the sticker says the name of the place that we are staying in. And I'm like, okay. He's like, look right there. It says it right there that this is the apartment complex that we were staying in. And I was like, yeah, okay. So the waiter very kindly starts up our golf cart with the screwdriver. And we hop in it and just drive back to the place that we were going to. As we're driving, I'm like, I definitely remember that it said, like, brake on the brake. And my husband looks down and he's like, oh, yeah, shit. I remember that, too. This one doesn't have that.
So you stole a golf cart.
We stole the fucking golf cart. We screwdrivered the golf cart. Stole somebody's golf cart. We drive it back to the place, and our golf cart is in the spot that we were supposed to park in. Whenever I called the complex, they sent somebody down to get the golf cart, drove it back to the apartment complex, fixed the key, and parked it for us. And we stole somebody's fucking golf cart. Could you imagine coming out of dinner and going to find your golf and it's gone?
Yeah,
I mean, like, the panic you had just from breaking the key, how much is this going to cost us?
Yeah.
They must have been shitting their pants.
Oh, my. So we looked closer at the sticker and realized that they tell you the parking spot on the sticker. So we took that bitch and parked it in the spot at the apartment complex. I'm like, wipe it down. Yeah. Wipe for prints.
Remove all semen.
Yeah. So we wiped it down, hopped out of the golf cart, and trucked it back up to our own apartment complex. But yeah, we stole a golf cart.
Now, wouldn't the key have been, like, when the waiter went to go start it, was there not a, wouldn't, I don't know how this golf cart was set up, but shouldn't there have been a fragment of a key in there?
Yes, there should have. But our brains did not go there. Clearly, especially my brain. My brain was like, woo, I'm feeling good. I had 3 glasses of wine, you know, like, just get me back, you know. And I think, now I'm not 100% sure about this because we never really talked about it. I think my husband knew from the get-go that that wasn't our golf cart. I think
that he just didn't want to walk.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not. We're taking this golf. It's parked in the spot that we parked ours in. We're taking the golf cart.
Well, I imagine if the golf carts are like you say they are there, then no one's hauling it off the island, right?
No, definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not hauling it off the island. I'm sure, though, because there's, like, teenagers and stuff there. There's, like, a high school there, even though it's this teeny tiny little island. There's people that actually live there. And if I was a teenager on that teeny tiny island, that would be my favorite thing to do, is just, like, wait and then steal people's golf carts, like, drive them around the corner and park them somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do on Catalina Island, you know?
I mean, I definitely would have already had a plan to blame it on the server that hotwired
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was him, it wasn't me. I mean, technically, we just drove the golf
Yeah.
cart. He started it.
I don't know what the technical charge would be there, 'cause he stole it, I guess. I don't know. I
Yeah.
think you guys are all going to jail together.
Yes, we're all getting ankle monitors together.
Chain gang of the three of
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of my stories that won't get me in jail right now. We returned it. We didn't know any. I'm pleading stupidity.
And technically, probably nobody's the wiser. They're very confused. They're very confused, but they don't know what happened.
They're
And
like,
I
how did we
mean,
get here?
you said you don't think you'd make it in jail, but I feel like you could cut it in island jail. I
Yeah.
feel like that's a different story.
I feel maybe I might be able to cut it in island jail. Do they give you tacos and margaritas in island jail?
I've only been
Because
to
I could be
regular
down with
jail.
that.
I'm
In the jail I've been to, they did not give us anything like that.
No?
No.
Rude. Did they give you like no tequila or anything? Nothing to like help the pain?
The toilet and the water fountain were the same thing. So,
Oh.
yeah.
Did you have to poop in front of other people?
No, I've never been to jail for more than a few hours.
Oh, okay. Like drunk-tang jail? Is that what you've been
The
to?
first two times were traffic related. I just never paid fines, and they eventually got tired of pulling me over. And then.
I've spent a couple it was 9 days in two separate times, but it was for the same thing. They just like fucked up my paperwork. But yeah, I
It's
held it
double
in.
jeopardy.
I held it in 9 days both times.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
You held your poop
Did. And
because you didn't want to poop in front of other
I
people?
had a top bunk, so I was like cramping trying to get in bed and stuff. It was awful.
Did
But the second time I went, it was so full of people that they immediately put me into a smaller unit. I wasn't in a pod with everybody else. It was like man cells, and they were super tiny and stuff. And they put me in there at a very late hour. Person was already asleep, but I woke up. He actually took the top bunk on that one, so I was on the bottom, and I woke up basically staring at him taking a shit right in front of me. And he was just like, "What's up, dude?" I was like, nothing.
It's a early morning to see your turd.
I think we've had a couple guests on here. We've asked them that exact question. So you had to poo in front of people?
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, that's like what I get interested about in prison because there are so many things that we do as individuals in the privacy of our own bathrooms or bedrooms or whatever. And to be forced to sit next to somebody while I'm taking a shit, like I don't know. I mean, obviously, if I had to do it, then I would have to do it, and I would, but it's just like the little mannerisms of things that we do, you know? And then you're like, man, prison sounds gnarly. I don't like that at all.
We've talked about it on the show before, but I actually have some very traumatic PTSD in bathrooms, mostly because of Eric and his brother. We stayed in a house that didn't have a door that with a handle, or it was like a folding slatted closet door as the bathroom door, and they did not like letting people have privacy, that's for sure.
No, we
My
spent
husband got stabbed in the arm while he was taking a shit by his brother.
What?
I love this topic. I hope we stay on this.
Now I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing that's happened while I was shitting.
My husband pissed off his brother some way, somehow, whenever they were teenagers. And then after he was done pissing him off, he went into the bathroom and he was sitting down and he was taking a shit. And his brother just comes running in the bathroom with a pencil and just like stabs him in the arm with a pencil while he was mid shit.
Well, I guess you finish.
Yeah, I know. We...
So, well, yeah. So, okay.
You're not going to cut it off.
So, well, we came across this subject naturally, but I heard an episode of yours today called The One About Puckering.
Oh! Yep. Yeah. If I'm remembering correctly, this is the one where I was on a walk going down the hill. Okay. So, I mean, this was like mid-quarantine too, and I needed to get out of the house. I was on a walk. I usually go on walks every morning. And so I leave, I start walking down this big hill, and I get like the poop goosebumps, you know, like your all the hair on your arms raised when you have to shit so bad.
Yeah.
So I'm
I don't get
it. You don't get shit bumps? Like the goosebumps? Shit bumps.
I don't think so. I guess I'm going to pay more attention now.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're the guy that can hold his shit for 9 days, and that's pretty impressive.
Not comfortably or anything.
Well, I am walking down this hill, and I have to shit so bad. Like, I have to shit so bad. To the point where I am looking around, like, is there a bush that I can go in? Like, anything that I could possibly fucking do to, you know, relieve myself. And I go on the same walk every time, but this time we come across a porta potty, and it's a porta potty that is there for the construction workers that were doing a job down by this place. And I like see it, and I'm like, ah, it's a porta potty. And so I go to like walk over to it, but I'm afraid that there's like people in there, and it's like there's like a gate around it, you know? So I had to like kind of like wiggle under the gate and get myself in there. And then I was terrified that a construction worker was going to like happen upon me using a shitter and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I also, I imagine, so you've had to use a porta potty at like a concert or something somewhere before. Wasn't
for
your
sure.
first experience with one.
No.
But first experience with a construction site one, and they're the worst. There's like, I think you have to join a gang most times before you even use one.
It was so gross. Because, okay, so I have a lot of poop stories.
Okay, so we don't have to stay on a topic of bathroom humor. But but since we're already doing it, I got one
My
small
brand.
One. I got one small one. Okay, so back, this is like 15 years ago, I was doing construction on this house. I used to do insulation. So I'm on the houses before drywall is put up, before any, you know, a lot of times before you can even really tell it's much of a house. But they, one of the first things they do is they put in bathtubs. You know, the bathtubs go in pretty quick. And if you're inside there and there's not a porta potty around, well, bathtub drains just drain away. That's what they are. They're drains.
Yeah.
And so everybody pisses in bathtubs. So if your house, every house you've ever been into, when that house was being built, someone pissed in your bathtub.
Dude, when I first met my husband, and it was like probably the first time that we had sex, when we were done, he gets up, he walks over to his sink, lays his boner on the sink, and just starts peeing. And I was like, what the fuck?
And that was the moment you knew.
Oh, yeah. I was like, it's love. It's love, baby. You are so good. Yes. Like, oh, yeah. No, he laid his boner on the sink and peed. And he was like, well, it's just easier for me to pee this way because it's like already my height. Like, it's just easy for me to just lay there and pee. Like,
who's the real criminal?
I mean,
all right.
I get that it's not like.
You very
know.
Efficient. Very efficient.
There is, it's a drain. The water drain. I'm not admitting to anything here myself. I'm just saying, though, it is a drain. You turn your sink on, wash your hands after. Soap and water is splashing around. You know. I'm not saying I've done this, but.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, I'm not one that has, like, a kink for golden showers or anything. But I have definitely been in the shower and my husband's just, like, peeing. And I'm like, this is splashing me for sure.
Well, that sounds like love, because I would be murdered. I would definitely I would not make it through the day if I peed and my wife got hit by it. So.
Yeah. I don't even take tandem showers, like, so.
Where's the box on those divorce papers?
Yeah, yeah.
Beat on me. Unwanted golden shower.
Yeah, no, I lost the body to take a tandem shower 30 years ago.
I mean, like, even at my smallest, I just don't like it. It's just me standing in the bed getting sprinkled with cold water.
Yeah, well, that's always a problem, too.
Not into it.
I'm the same. My husband loves to take showers with me, and I hate it. Now, to be fair, we have one of those big showers that has a head here and a head here, so we can both stand in there. But as a female with really long hair, I only wash my hair twice a week. And then my husband will get in the shower, and since he's taller than me, all of the water splashes off of him and goes onto my hair. And when it's not a hair washing day, that pisses me off. Like, could you please? You're getting my hair wet. Get out of here. And he's like, I just want to love you. And I'm like, yeah, could you do that when it's dry, please?
So back to peeing in tubs. So, uh-huh. So on a construction site one time, someone peed in a tub. And every now and again, I don't know why or how they or why they do this, but they'll set those tubs up to not be able to drain. I think they do it so that people will not pee in the tubs. Like they'll put some sort of stopper in there that you can't take out. And so someone peed in this tub, and then so then the pee was just sitting there, and then everybody went home, and then the builder contacted the owner of the company I was with, griping, really pissed. He knew someone on the crew I was with pissed in this tub, and he made one of the newer guys go back and clean it up. And he was not the one who pissed in the tub.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah. That's rough. Yeah, you could not pay me enough to go clean up somebody else's piss that was not my child, myself, or my husband. And even my husband will, like, he's thrown up before after getting wasted. He just, like, fell off the couch and puked everywhere. And I waited. I was like, yeah, when you feel better, go ahead and clean that up.
I've worked in bars for the past, like, 15 years, probably. And, that's the, like, everybody, we have a street here with, like, all the bars are pretty much neighbors, you know? Yeah. And so anytime I've ever started working at another bar, everybody completely knew that, like, pissed, you can vomit, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always very good at bars about puking. I used to go to this one country bar all the time, and the one time I got severely wasted, and I was like, because if you puked in the bar, they kicked you out, right? So yeah. I had my friends make like a wall around me, and I was out on the balcony, and I just like over the balcony. And then I was like, okay, I'm done. Puke and rally. Yeah, I'm a very quiet puker that nobody can tell really whenever I'm puking. My husband sounds like he's dying. He's very dry. He's, oh my God, help me. He's so dramatic. He deserves like an Oscar award for his puking performance.
I dated a girl that, like, she always got like super drunk and threw up every time. I didn't, like, to the point that I just didn't like getting intoxicated with her. But she always got super apologetic whenever she was puking.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, I wanted to be sensitive and, like, there for and stuff. But at the same time, like, I just couldn't handle her, like, bleh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Listen, you gotta puke sparingly. You can't puke all the time. That's not fun for anybody, you know? Like, it's just occasional puking. It happens to the best of us, but if you're doing it all the time, girlfriend, that's a problem.
So now that we're talking about drunk stuff, I'm gonna tell a story. This is not my story, but this is a story from someone who has been on the podcast before, so I don't know, I may take it out later. Anyways, okay. He got really trashed when he was dating his girlfriend, and on the first night they like stayed the night together. Mm-hmm. He got really trashed, and he pissed the bed. And then in the next morning, He blamed it on her, and she accepted the blame.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. I have a similar story. The first time I ever brought my husband home to Pittsburgh, because I'm originally from Pittsburgh, the day before we got there, my mother had bought a brand new bed for the guest room. And that was the bed that we were sleeping on. We go out that night, and my best friend from high school hated my husband, and he was the bartender. And his plan was to get my husband so wasted that he had alcohol poisoning and died. That was like his, he was like, I'm trying to kill you with Jameson, basically. So he's feeding my husband Jameson all night. He was, I like had to carry him. And he's a bigger, you know, he's 6 foot, and I'm trying to get him into the house. He's puking outside. I get him into the house. He pisses the bed. Brand new fucking bed. Pisses the bed. And I had to roll up all the sheets and blankets and stuff, and I'm taking them down to the washing machine. And I don't know if it was my mom or my stepdad, but one of them looked at me and they were like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I got my period. Because I didn't want them to know that my husband pissed their brand new bed.
And that's the worst thing about pillow top mattresses, is you can't be into
it. You can't flip them over.
Yeah. Oh, man, as I'm talking about all this stuff with my husband, I'm like, shit, I must actually love this dude, because
I wouldn't be married to him. So, I think we've probably already established, but you've never been arrested.
I have. I did ride in a cop car one time, because the thing is, this is what pisses me off. I wasn't even doing anything wrong. I was at a house party when I was 15, and I wasn't even drinking, because I was like, oh, I don't want to get in trouble for underage drinking, because my mom was terrifying and I did not want to feel her wrath. So I didn't drink at the party, but the cops came to the party, found us all, and threw me in the cop car and took me down to the station, and I had to call my mom to come get me. And she wasn't even mad. She said, were you drinking? And I said, no. And she was like, all right, cool. That was that.
When the cop showed up, did anybody scatter? Was there like one of the high school movie scenes where everybody just takes off in all directions?
People did scatter, but the ones that scattered, this is going to sound real bad. The ones that scattered were my cousin and his friends, because they were all over 21. And they were the ones
distributing. That, and
Yeah. So they took the fuck off. See ya, peace. I'm out of here. Yeah. But then everybody else, you know, and there wasn't like a whole, I think there was probably like 20 of us there or something, but. You know, and me, the scared one that's crying in the corner of the prison. I was like, oh, you're a cop. I'm just going to sit here and wait for you to tell me what to do, because I don't want to get in trouble.
So I know you've shoplifted.
I have. Yep. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, Abercrombie and Fitch was like the hot shit back then, right? But I was poor, so I couldn't afford any of it, because one of their sweaters was like $50. And yeah. I was like, who the fuck pays $50 on a sweater? My dad was like, no, bitch, you go to Kmart. That same sweater is $7, you know? So
it's not the same sweater.
It's not the same sweater.
Kmart fall apart. They don't say that for no reason.
Yeah. And so I would go into Abercrombie and I would take the tag. And I would rip a teeny tiny hole where the security tag was, and I'd like pull it over and then pull the security tag off. So every fucking shirt that I wore in high school had this teeny tiny hole like right here on the side, because I lifted it from Abercrombie. Statute of limitations is definitely up on that one. I'm almost 40.
I've shoplifted a ton of stuff. I don't think I've ever shoplifted clothes. So.
Yeah, the things that I did to be cool. Actually, oh, fuck. Ooh, this is a good one. Talking about shoplifting. Again, statutes of limitations up. This was when I was in high school. I had a girlfriend that worked at do you know Claire's? Like, yeah. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have said that store name, but whatever.
We can really put it.
No big deal. She worked there, and she would just give us bags, and we would just go in there with our bag and put whatever the fuck we wanted from the store into this bag and then walk out. And she did it with her friends all the time. We'd just walk in and she'd be like, here's your bag. Just grab whatever we wanted. Get out of there.
Well, that's what happens when you hire kids to run your stores.
For sure.
I mean, I had so many hookups when I was like 17. After school, yep. I run into the Subway. I got a friend who works there.
And yep.
Get a free sandwich. You know, just all over the place.
Yep. Yeah, definitely have done that.
In my teenage years, living in at the time, I would steal alcohol from like the grocery stores, and the easiest thing to steal was Boone's Farm. So yeah, it was me and a couple of other friends, a cousin of mine. So like yeah, three kids sitting in this like ditch, drinking Kool-Aid wine.
Yeah.
So, you and every other basic bitch starter pack.
Yeah.
And we had our favorite flavors, too. I was like, oh, some peach, that's my shit.
Yeah. So I was going to go look for some Boone's Farm a couple years ago just to be, like, nostalgic. Like, oh, I'm going to get it. And they don't make it anymore, but I did start looking it up, and it still exists. It's just, I think it's called Sutter Home now or something like that.
Oh, okay. Do you guys remember Zima?
That was yeah. Oh, yeah.
Zima.
Did you drop Jolly Ranchers in the bottom of it?
And Skittles.
So I have never had a Zima, and I always wanted one because they came out when I was like 15, and like I always like my mom started getting them sometimes, and I saw friends' parents have them. There were ads everywhere, so I knew the Jolly Rancher thing.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even drink other stuff. I just wanted to drink a Zima really bad. And so I did try sneaking in this guy's apartment while I was staying with some friends. We were running in and out of all these apartments because we were all friends together.
Yeah.
And so this guy, I knew his parents had Zima in the fridge. And I was going to try to sneak in because the doors were open. And we were running in and out all the time. I was going to sneak in. I was going to grab a couple Zimas. And the kid caught me. The friend caught me. And he stopped me. He wouldn't let me get a Zima from his dad.
So. He stopped you? He was like... No fucking way. He counts those bitches. If one of those is gone, my ass is grass. Yep.
Oh, man. I remember one time we were probably closer to like 18 and 19 around the time, I think. But we'd gotten a bottle of, it was some of Eric's family as well. We'd gotten a bottle of Aftershock. It was
cinnamon liquor. Aftershock.
And it would build the crystals at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so, like, after we killed the bottle, we broke it and we're trying to, like, eat the crystals and not glass.
Trying to figure out which one's going to be fine for your intestines and which one's going to land you in the hospital.
My brother was here. He stayed with me for a short while a couple years ago. And he was drinking one night. And I think he went to the store and bought some groceries to be nice. Like, oh, I'm going to pick him up some stuff, you know, get some groceries. And he dropped a jar of pickles outside and broke it all over the ground. But he picked up like half the pickles and ate them.
Oh my God. Nope. Wouldn't be doing that.
It was the middle of the night, too. Middle of the night. So he couldn't see the glass.
He's doing a pickle back. Do you guys have kids?
Yeah.
How old are your children?
12.
My kids will be 16 and 18 next month.
Okay. So, you know, I have four children, and my two oldest, they're 16 and 15. And then I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And probably 2 years ago, my husband and I were just like doing stuff around the house, like putting out fucking decorations or some shit. And, having a couple of drinks while we were doing it. And he had said to my son and his friend, like, hey, do me a favor. Like, can you run in the house and grab me another beer and, you know, bring it out to me? And his friend was like, yeah, I'll do it. And he runs in the house and he cracks open the beer and he's walking out and he doesn't know that I'm staring at him, right? He can't see me from the vantage point that he was at. And he's taking a sip of the beer. And I was like, yo. He was like, what? I just wanted to taste it.
Yeah. Nobody casually tastes a beer when I'm like, oh. You know, your first reaction when you're that age is like, this is some disgusting shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he didn't wince right away, like, oh, that's what beer tastes like.
Then he had it before, for sure. My dad gave me beer when I was like 5. We would run out of, you know, remember those Huggies? The little barrel looking things with aluminum top.
Yeah.
Fruit juice in them. I remember running out of Huggies and my dad being like, here, just take a sip of this. And I would sip on his beer when I was like a small child. I'm pretty sure he was like, oh, this is going to put her to sleep much faster than those Huggies.
So, my first Zima actually was from my father because a lady had left them in the fridge when she was over. And he was like, hey, try one of these. And I was probably like 8 or 9. Yeah, he was doing it because he thought it was funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Little did my dad know. He was just setting me up to love beer, so.
Yeah, my dad still doesn't know that I drink, so.
He thinks I really?
No, he knows. We don't talk, though. So it doesn't matter. Well,
that'll do it. you know, I actually had an episode on that Trophy Wife Life where I had people write in their mom fails for a Mother's Day special of an episode. And this one mom accidentally packed her kid a fucking White Claw for, like, mistook it for a regular seltzer water and just sent her kid to school with a White Claw.
Did she find out, like, when she brought back her lunch and there was an empty White Claw can in there?
Well, she said that her kid luckily knew that it was an alcoholic, that it was a mommy drink, and so the kid didn't drink it. But that cracked me up because I was like, yeah, shit, I could totally see me doing that.
So we were having, like, a house party. And a bunch of people there, you know, having drinks. We had some White Russians going. Actually, Scotty, I think you were there when this happened.
Your alcohol and milk?
Yeah.
Delicious. Okay.
Okay. So we were drinking White Russians. There were some White Russians there. And my son walked by, and he's only like 6 or 7 at this point. And he had just drank a milk and was like, oh, that's empty. He held up his cup to me, and I was already like had a couple drinks.
Remember this?
And I just poured the White Russian straight into his thing, and then I caught myself. I don't know if he took a drink or not, but I caught myself after like a couple, I don't know, seconds, uh-huh. minutes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, just because there's milk in this,
yeah,
doesn't mean it's a one-to-one transaction here.
Oh my god, that is hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, my kid has told me, like, he came home from a New Year's party, and we were having a New Year's party, and this was, I don't know, 2 years ago. And he walked in, and the first thing he did was go, I'm just going to go upstairs. And I was like, uh-huh. And so probably a week later, he was like, Mom, I didn't want you to know that night, but whenever I came home, I was really drunk. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm not stupid. These kids try and get away with shit. I'm not stupid. I know what drunk looks like.
See, my mother just recently, I say recently, within the past like 2 years, found out that like I wasn't like as emotional a teen as she thought I was. Because, like I had so many fake girl breakups because I'd walk in just like, red glassy eyed from smoking some marijuanas. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm just like, oh, and I'd make up a name and she just kind of like went along with it and was like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, it'll be fine. I just want to be alone.
And I just came in from the sage field.
Doritos would really make me feel better right now, Mom.
So one time I came in, I was an adult by this point, but I came back to my mom's house and I was on Xanax. And so Xanax, it wipes out your memory. And yep. So
been there.
So I go into her house and I walk into the kitchen. I like grill up a burger. Like I make a burger and I think food tastes better on Xanax for some reason. So like I eat this burger, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm chilling out on the couch watching TV. And my mom gets up, so she goes to the kitchen. I'm like, oh, could you make me a burger? She's like, didn't you just make a burger? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And she did. She made me a burger.
And now we have two burgers. Hey, the first burger doesn't count if you don't remember it, right? It's like, that's a law.
When Eric and I first started kind of experimenting with alcohol, one night we were, because it was like every weekend we'd get a new bottle of something, and like we were just seeing what the deal was.
Yeah.
And we had an apartment and stuff, and we went to the liquor store, and I don't even think I was 21 at the time. I was probably like, yeah. But Eric decided we were going to do 150.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And so... yeah, we go back to the apartment and I tried to take the first shot and like as soon as it touched my mouth I turned away and it like went all over my face and was burning. Oh my god, what the fuck is this? So we went back to the grocery store to get like Michelada mixers and stuff, just anything to mask the flavor. And we ended up drinking like quite a bit of it. The next day, puking up blood.
Yeah. I ended up having to have my stomach pumped the next day. It was my sister's birthday too, and so I was riding with my mom to go visit my sister, and I had her pull over, and then I threw up on the side of the highway, and it may not have been blood. It could have been 151 and Kool-Aid. I don't know.
Well, yeah. his mother definitely called me and was like, what the fuck did you guys do last night?
And so yeah, they ended up taking me to the ER. And then I got my stomach pumped. And if you've never had that happen, I will tell you, it is not very pleasant. I don't know if they do it the same in every state. I don't know if it's... Where I was, they don't stick a tube down your throat. They stick a tube up your nose.
So that when you throw up, it's not going in the tube.
I don't know. But yeah.
Oh my god.
So the tube through my nose down into my stomach, and then they put me on a drip, and I sat there for a couple hours while they sobered me up.
And then you were like, all right, I'm good. Where's the 151?
Well, yeah. So I was like in my early 20s. That's probably 20, 21. Yeah, man, you can recover in like a few hours at that age.
I remember those days. Wow, those are good. I used to fucking... party until 4, sleep 2 hours, wake up, go to work the next day, you know, work all day and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you know, if I really get on a good one, especially if I'm drinking hard alcohol, which I don't do nearly. I am not the kind of person that anymore, if I go to a bar and somebody's like, let's do shots, I am comfortable with myself to be like, no, the fuck we're not. You know, like, yeah. You go do whatever you want. I will die because I will. I cannot. My body does not process that shit the way that it used to. I'm a beer and wine girl now.
I don't drink that much beer. I mostly drink straight whiskey. And the beer is just really to chase it. To keep my hands busy so I'm not constantly taking shots.
Yeah.
The only times I'll take shots is if I'm shooting fireball, and I only do it because I like to say I'm shooting fireballs.
Man, I drank a bar out of fireball one time. It was our mission. We had a big group of friends, and we made it our mission to drink the bar that we frequented out of fireball. And damn it, we did it. Or at least they told us we did it because they didn't want us to all die on their dance floor. Worst hangover of my life.
Have you seen the fireball mini kegs that they're putting out?
No.
What a bad fucking idea.
Yeah, it's like, I think 5 and 7 liters of
Could you fireball do a, and like it's a, like a real keg though? Like you could do a keg stand, a fireball.
Well, no, I mean you can carry it.
Bad idea. It's a real bad idea. That shit. Oh man. Just like the sugar alone and fireball. I mean, fuck, it's so easy to do because it tastes good, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to do, but man, the hangovers from fireball were the worst hangovers because of all that sugar.
You would think the sugar would help. I mean, that's part of like what the hangover is. You're needing water and sugar and I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Never mind.
I think this is you're like... not? This isn't the doctor's podcast?
Surprise!
He also tried to argue an electrician on the show about grounding and how it's not real.
Oh, God.
I believe I won the argument. I posted a diagram.
No, crap.
I posted a diagram on our Instagram. Check it out if you need to see.
No, because I remember...
He took a Xanax, so he doesn't remember that conversation.
I remember, like, there were multiple times, you know, everybody got the Mogan David 24 Mad Dog. And, yeah, that's nothing but sugar. And those are definitely the worst hangovers I've ever had.
Yeah.
Ugh, the worst. No, I'm like, I want, if I am going to do shots, I shoot tequila. You know, like the... I forget what the fuck they're called. What are they? What name some tequilas? Why can't I think of words?
Was it
right
Cuervo?
Now? Yeah, it was the
Patron. The
Patron. Yeah, that's the one that I would just do shots of Patron.
It's so good cold.
So good. It's so easy too. You just and I could do seven shots of Patron and be like feeling good, like woo, let's go. Yeah. You know, if I did seven shots of Fireball, I would be on my face. The Patron, I was like, yeah, let's go. But I definitely recommend, well, I mean, unless you can't hang with tequila, but it was just beers and Patron. That was a good night.
So back to poo stories.
Yes, the next day after beers and Patron.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know my body could liquefy that much. So,
yeah. Oh, our bodies are amazing. They do amazing things.
So, yeah, you heard it here on the medical podcast, True Criminals. The amazing things that you can do with your body.
Yes, turning alcohol to shits, watery shits the next day. Our bodies are great.
So, crimes. coming up on Halloween, this episode will come out in October. Do you ever do any like vandalism type stuff, Halloween related, like, run around pranking people?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, I
papering trees and throwing
eggs. Toilet papered houses. I have definitely egged houses.
Now, when you egg houses, do you crack the egg first and throw it, or are you throwing the egg whole?
I'm throwing the egg whole. I'm not trying to get anything on my hands.
Well, the reason you crack them first is because they're not as loud, so people don't come out and find out you're egging their house.
Yeah, we didn't care. Well, so whenever we did it, it was usually like what's the night? Devil's Night, yeah. I think it's called. And so people were just expecting it in our neighborhood. They, you know, and they would just make their kids go out and clean it up. But so, yeah, I've definitely done that. I actually had there was this dude and he broke up with my friend and he was really mean about it. And we knew that he always had his car doors unlocked. And so we walked around the neighborhood and picked up every pile of dog shit and put it into the back seat of his car. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I've done some vandalism.
Anything more? Okay, so, I mean, that's kind of jacked up, but you've never, like, keyed cars and, like spray painted someone's door or anything like that.
I've never keyed cars. I have used spray paint before, but it was an abandoned building, so I don't really consider that like anything too crazy.
What'd you write?
Smiley. I don't remember. I probably like fucking wrote Dana Pereira was here. She lives at, you know, yeah,
Latin Kings.
Yeah. But I did one time. There was a girl that was such a bitch to me, and I was very catty in high school. Shocking, I know. And I poured motor oil all over her car. I'm talking like front to back. I poured fucking motor oil everywhere. I did not know, one, how hard it is to get motor oil off of your vehicle. So she had to like use her windshield wipers to try and get it off of the windshield, and that didn't work out well. And then if I remember correctly, and doctor, you can tell me if this is right or not, it bubbled her paint, probably. I want to say. Yeah. So that was a pretty bad one.
I mean, like, there's a... Yeah. That would definitely be
She did not know it was me.
Until today.
Sorry, Jess. Yeah. So, that was... I kept that one under wraps because I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm going to get in big trouble. I'm going to have to do community service and shit for that one.
And it's bad for the environment.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to the ozone layer.
So toilet paper. I was going to ask this before you even told it, but like, you said caddy. You said this was a girl that Europe. Were they all like everyone you did? It was never like just a stranger kid or just a couple houses down. I'm gonna do it anyways.
Nah, I was never a dick about it. I only did it if it was like senior night where they expected you to toilet paper their houses or, stuff like that. Another thing that I did is I filled up a bottle of water with toilet water in the school bathroom and dumped it on some girl's head. Did that.
And she doesn't know it was toilet water to this day as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I told her as I was dumping that.
As your toilet water.
Yeah. Here's some shit water for your shit personality.
And she didn't turn around and punch you. You guys didn't fight on the cafeteria floor there.
It's hard to, this is audio, so you can't see me, but I am a petite person. I'm 5'3" on a good day. And whenever I was in high school, I didn't break 100 pounds until, I was graduating. I had a really big bark because I felt like I had to, like little man syndrome, I had to be like, brah. But I had my big friends to back it up. Like I never had to back anything up. I would say all the mean shit and start everything. And then I'd like Homer Simpson it into a bush, let my friends come out and handle the rest of it. So I had the pleasure of having large friends that let me run my mouth and then cleaned up after me.
Now this was what, like '90s, late '90s, 2000s.
Yeah. So I graduated in 2000. So this was probably like 97, 98-ish.
Yeah. Did you dress like Gwen Stefani?
I did whenever I was a raver. Huh. I would wear like those little tube tops with like the big parachute pants and like, all the glitter and hair and stuff like that. But whenever I was in school, no, I stole Abercrombie. So usually in sweater and jeans.
I was just picturing, you trying to look tough like Gwen Stefani that time, jumping around.
Yeah, she was so badass. She still is. Damn, that girl, she is 52 years old. And I'm like, oh, God, she is still smoking.
Yeah, I mean, she was probably definitely on my MASH list when I was writing, when I'm picking my mansion, apartment, shack house.
Did you have J-Lo on there too? Because if you did, you got two still really smoking people.
I probably did.
Beckinsale? Fuck.
It was probably J-Lo, Gwen Stefani, and who's that country singer that was big back then? Shania Twain. Don't care for her music, but I definitely cared for her videos. So.
Yeah. I love Shania. And her music. I'm a country girl, so.
We kind of me, you, and your brother kind of all shared a bed for a while.
What?
And it was
I'm not remembering this must
and you been... had you had Britney Spears stickers all over the headboard.
They were not Britney Spears stickers, they were Katie Holmes stickers.
Both very good choices there though. I'm. Did you jerk off to them?
No. What me and Katie had was a lot more pure.
Dude, we shared a bit.
He's laying next to you, and it's all.
We didn't share,
but bro.
We don't need to deep dive into my.
I mean, we might need to dive a little bit. It's fun.
No, I don't think this podcast definitely took a turn. We don't need to talk about it anymore. We can drop all.
Your face is red.
It's hot in here. I don't know where you are, but yeah,
it's hot up. In here with all this anger boiling up inside of me.
I need to turn the lamp down. That's all. But okay, I think I can't think of any other point. One thing I did want to ask you, just podcast related, uh-huh. with all the stuff that you talk about on your show, do you worry that you won't ever be able to run for office?
Yes, that was my very, very large concern. Except for the fact that, I mean, I don't ever want to hold a public office. I did too many drugs. Made way too many mistakes, slept around way too much. There's no way I'm getting to hold public office. But then again, I've seen some of the politicians out there. It's possible, yeah, it I guess, possible. Still.
And
they're not looking for the same shit anymore.
I did want to mention another thing. I wrote a couple things down here just in case we had to search for stuff. But so you spell your name Dana with a Y.
Yep. Okay.
So I knew a girl who spelled her name with a Y. And I had a friend who met her, and we'll call her
Flying Saucer from Mars.
And she meets Dana for the first time, and Dana says, "Hey, I'm Dana with a Y." And so time goes on.
Was
Flying Saucer from Mars
Katie Holmes's character in...
No, we're off that subject altogether. Okay.
No, disturbing, though, disturbing like behavior. It. That was...
That's not... That, anyways, so my friend meets Dana with a Y, and then a couple months later, Dana's getting married, and we all end up going to this wedding, and at the wedding, someone says, "Hey, you know, Dana's marrying so-and-so, she's going to change her last name from Moore to you know, Johnson or whatever," and it's like, I thought her last name was with a Y, I thought it was a Native American name.
Dana Sitting Bull. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That's awesome.
Same friend.
Flying Saucers from Mars.
She got pregnant sometime later, and she says afterwards, like, she's like, "I don't know how it happened. We were using the pullout method." And so, I mean, I've heard people say that since. This is the first time I'd heard it, and I'm like, pullout method? Like, you're doing science?
Yeah.
I don't think you should phrase it that way. But then I had this thought, like, if you're using the pullout method and you still get pregnant, mm-hmm. would you later tell your kid, like, man, they were just the fastest swimmer conservative. Yeah. Everybody else ended up on the floor.
Well, you know, it's not wrong. I think about that all the time, especially when I see dumb people and I'm like, you were the fastest swimmer, huh? Interesting. You know, like, clearly didn't have much to work with when they were being shot out there, but past it. It's the pull and pray method. If you put pray on the end there, then religion makes it scientific.
Yeah, I think that is how that works. That's also how grounding works. So but all right, well, I mean, we mentioned your show at the beginning, but you want to mention them again?
Yeah, sure. No problem. So I host two shows. The first one is That Trophy Wife Life, and it is a comedy show. And what I do is I get people to write in their stories on various topics. So every time you're listening to the show, it's actually my listeners writing in stories about their funniest drunk moments or their biggest mom fails, their worst first dates, or the sex fails episode was fucking hilarious. I'll give you a little teaser. I'll just say that if you're allergic to cats, you shouldn't have sex in a place that has cats because things will swell.
I mean, that depends on what swells, I guess.
Yes, her vagina swelled like insane. He couldn't even get it in. It swelled so much. But anyways, and you can find me on Instagram. It's Trophy Wife Dana, and it's Dana with a Y, D-A-Y-N-A. And the other show is The Dirty Little Secrets Club. And on that show, we have people anonymously submit their dirty little secrets at thedirtylittlesecretsclub.com. And then we make a show out of them, and we get some good stuff on that one. For example, this new episode that's going to be dropping here soon, and I know that this comes out a little further along than this, but this guy likes to put things in his urethra. He likes to put screwdrivers.
Oh.
He likes to put, especially his favorite thing to put in his penis hole is Rolls Gold pretzel sticks, because he likes the way the salt scrapes the inside of his
people. I'll have to try that. No.
Yeah.
I don't.
I recommend you don't, because you're going to end up with an infection.
I'll do it on the podcast.
Yeah, so there's some funny stuff that comes in on that one. Some of it's dirty, some of it's not so dirty, some of it's just silly. But yeah, you can find all of those on all the podcast networks and YouTube.
Yeah, well, you've definitely been a really fun guest. Yeah, I mean,
thank you
for the title of your show. You'd be surprised that you told so many poop stories.
I know, so. Right? I know. It's funny because nobody gets the joke that trophy wife life. They're like, oh, she's so stuck up. Look at her. She's a trophy wife. Little do they know I'm talking about my puckering asshole and shitting in, you know, a construction porta potty.
So, yeah, it was great. Fun time. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
If you have any last minute things you need to get off your chest, you need to clear the air, crimes that you've been holding in for all these years. You know.
For all these years. No, I think all of the other crimes that I've committed, I can still go to jail for. So I'm going to sit on those for a little while.
Yeah. Well, we'll certainly bring you back when the statute's passed.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
And we're back. All right. I'm hoping you're kissing your fingers now, because... It changes. It's not all bathroom.
You actually had all the recording for that, so I kind of listened to it before this intro outro. But I remember it. I was also I think I was drinking, probably kind of high, but I feel like you got embarrassed about the Katie Holmes thing.
I almost cut that out.
And you switch stories, and you're like, some guy, we'll call him Joey. Did you call him Joey?
Whatever the name was that you tried to tie it back to, I never even looked into it to see. I did pull a name out of the air. So it wasn't...
I'm pretty sure you said Joey.
No, it was Corey.
Oh, Corey. Okay.
Yeah. But I was just pulling names out the air. It wasn't related back to any sort of character or anything like that.
Because I think I mentioned in the interview, I was like, is it that or character and disturbing behavior?
Yeah.
And then, a couple days later, I was like,
Dawson's Creek.
Her name's Joey on Dawson's Creek. That motherfucker tried to pull one over on me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't know what you were getting at. I was like, maybe her name was Corey in disturbing behavior. I couldn't remember. But either way, I almost cut it out. We're talking about it in the outro. So it's in there. I trimmed it down a bit. But it's in there. I don't know why I choose to let these torturous comments make it out there into the internet, but they do. Yeah, the golf cart story, you know, it was good. I recently broke a key. Okay, a year ago, I broke one of my keys to my car. Because you hit a button and it flips out like a switchblade.
Volkswagen key?
No, it's a Chevy. But I flip it out, and I always kind of pop my wrist like I'm doing a switchblade. And then one time I popped my wrist out, and the key part just flung off into a parking lot. And so I went and got it. And then I was like, okay, well, can't use this key anymore. We have another key. A year goes by, happened again. So now when we start our car, we have to stick the key part into the ignition, then use the fob part to turn the key part.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It won't, you can't just turn the key part because it has a chip inside the fob. So you have to have both the key part and the fob. If you try to turn it with a pair of pliers, it won't start.
Yeah.
So you couldn't steal this one and replace it with another similar Equinox like you can so many golf carts.
Yeah. Also, that was like the, we've talked about like white privilege crimes and getting away with it. That was the most white privilege crime ever.
Talking about the Catalina wine mixer. Prestige worldwide. So, yeah. Yeah, you know.
We people. Stole the wrong golf cart.
White people be committing crimes, man. Oh, man. So, yeah. Other than that, it was all shit talk. No, we do rapid fire through some other stuff. I mean, shoplifting and et cetera, but...
Yeah.
I would say the majority of it, you know, and I don't know if oil bubbles paint, but I think it does something. It definitely fucks your car up.
Like, I know I've heard, like, all kinds of stuff like that, like the baloney and...
Yeah, the baloney. I've heard the baloney thing.
Paint thinner, I feel like that probably does something.
Well, paint thinner, obviously. Yeah, will paint thinner fuck up your paint? Well, it'll thin it for sure. So... I'm sure there's lots of things. You could probably fucking acid. if you hit it with rocks, that'll fuck it up.
Virgin blood.
Virgin blood.
Yeah.
But, yep, that was the episode. Do you have anything else you need to add?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, it was going to be long anyway, so we don't have to do a crazy, crazy long... intro and outro. If you like the show, be sure and like and subscribe. Ooh. Like and like the werewolf. Like liking.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. So my wife listens to the show in the morning a lot of times, and she just listens to it on speaker. And when you played that sound in the previous episode, it freaked all the cats out, and they were like. So like and subscribe, and yeah, check us out on social medias, Instagram, Twitter. It's true.criminals.podcast.
You can email us at truecriminaljailpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Any suggestions, critiques, ideas, anything. Give us some feedback.
How you can ruin paint on a car.
Oh, yeah. I think we should throw that into the lineup. Like, I feel like everybody's kind of... you know, heard of or done something or know somebody who's done it or had it done.
Well, if I run into an asshole anytime here soon, I will throw some bologna on his car.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you'd have to let that sit.
Well, I mean, I'll do it at night. I'm not going to go in the morning right before someone goes off to work.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but, I mean, that's got to be fun. You could make a polka dot pattern.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so check us out. If you like the show, be sure and tell a friend. You know, first rule of True Criminals is talk about true criminals. I'm Eric.
And I'm Scotty.
This was True Criminals.
Yeah. Here's some shit water for your shit personality.
And that's the worst thing about pillow top mattresses is you can't be into
it. You can't flip them over.
Yeah. They just want to beautify prison, you know? They're, like, really glorifying prison by making sure that there's no crying people in corners. I get, like the poop goosebumps, you know? Like your all the hair on your arms raised when you have to shit so bad. Laid his boner on the sink and peed. And he was like, well, it's just easier for me to pee this way.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Never mind.
I think this is like... not? This isn't the doctor's podcast?